You hear that? You hear that?
Uh-huh.
Not the bell. No, no. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a sound of TNA keep screwing it up! Yes!
Wait, wait, wait. I thought that's the sound of the Impact Zone.
That's the sound of wrestling. Nothing. Nothingness. Just void. You know? That's their wrestling. It's like...
the black hole of wrestling itself.
Yes.
It just sucks you in and never... and it just sucks out all the love of wrestling itself.
Like, Impact Wrestling. We suck.
We know how and, to... we know how to suck and blow.
Oh, man. You know that never gets old, the Spaceball... Spaceball joke that never gets old. Like, you can just use it in just about anything, you know?
Yeah, again, like, we use it in the context of wrestling.
Yeah, like, look at it. Like, use your Schwartz Anderson. Use your... oh, you don't have one? Oh, well, I guess you're screwed then, ain't you?
I thought that was Billy Ray and AJ Styles.
They need the Schwartz. No, wait, you know what? They're fucked. Okay. You know, sad introduction. I'm sorry, I got nothing, you know, in terms of introduction, just because the news is regarding TNA, just other than the news is regarding TNA, it just keeps getting worse and worse by the minute. It's just, I got nothing, you know. I mean, it's a really peaceful Sunday here, you know.
Oh, yeah. A really nice Sunday.
It is, you know. All right, Ramson's standing here, and we are going to once again talk about pro wrestling. And you know what? Let's get... what's up?
Begrudgingly at times.
Begrudgingly. You know what? That's because of... let's just, you know what? Begrudgingly get over TNA first. Because, you know, at this... you know, get over the bad stuff first, right?
Yeah, well, let's go for the worst and let's go for the best. That's how I look at it sometimes.
Alright, so, starting off with TNA Impact last week of... June 9th and 10th. Now this, they just keep building up to Slammiversary on
tonight.
This, yeah, which is tonight.
And with this thing, yeah,
yeah. And you know what? What did I miss? Because I didn't watch TNA because I've been experimenting. Okay, let's say I missed the last week's episode, right? And if I start watching the upcoming episode after Slammiversary, I just feel like nothing... I didn't miss crap, you know? That's my theory, you know?
You really didn't at all, as a matter of fact.
What? So, I was right.
Okay, so it starts off with... So it starts off with a recap of last week's show, where basically the end of the show was basically Mick Foley getting fired. But you want to touch up on that a little bit, or should I just keep on going?
You know, let's touch up on it right now. What the hell? It's if they integrate it into part of the story, then what the hell? We got right to cover it.
Yeah. So apparently, he just flat out left the company. He was unhappy with the direction of the company. Though I'm pretty sure he left the company for the obvious reason of the fact that the reason why he left WWE was the same fact as like. Why the same players from WCW are here. It's a long convoluted thing that leads to the fact that Hogan and Bischoff are the reason why he left. Why he left the WWE at the time, and now that these people are back in control of TNA, yeah.
And, okay, so basically TNA, Foley requested to be released. And TNA just verbally agreed, but according to the report, the release has not been finalized yet. I don't know why, and this was reported on June 10th at WrestleView.com. So, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on that side, really.
Let's see.
And I'm thinking because they know that they got a storyline going on, they don't want him out yet. I mean, I know he got fired, but, you know, if he's still under contract, then he could be involved in a storyline still. You know, contractual obligation, so to say.
Yeah. But like I said, it's like, who knows what's going to happen right now. Maybe he just wants to go out and promote his book and stuff like that. So it's like, or whatever new project he's got coming up soon. So it's like,
I'm okay with that, okay? Foley's a fun guy to meet.
Yeah, Foley's a really, really awesome guy. I met him like back in 1999, I believe.
Yeah, but we met him again at Comic-Con, remember? 2008?
Yeah.
Yes.
2008. Oh my god, mm-hmm. It's almost like 10 years after I met him.
Yeah, it's a funny story too, because usually he charges for the autograph, right? I think he gave us a buy one, get one free deal.
Oh, damn.
Remember?
That was a really... Wow, I did not know that. It's like, no, memory of Comic-Con 2008 was just...
Oh, yeah, because I think you had one of his videos, DVD, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked at it, so he was like, okay, I'll tell you what, you know, give me $20 for my sketchbook, right? And then he said, you know what, he'll do yours for free.
Actually, no, he signed not only did he sign the sketchbook, but I think he signed my DVD, and I think he also signed the first book as well.
Right, buy one, get two free. Woo! Wow, we got a hell of a deal.
Yeah, like, I remember, it's like, wait a minute, I remember having the autograph from the DVD, and I remember the book, which is, I think, I still say it's one of my favorite books of all time.
Yeah. So,
go and buy it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but, you know what, but yeah, he's a really nice guy, he's really fun to hang around and talk to, and, you know, the most of all is that, regarding this release, he knows wrestling. I mean, he's been...
Yeah.
In and out of the industry for a long time. He wrestled in Japan, and he wrestled in WWE for a long time. And
and
you know what? Given the fact that TNA just rebranded themselves into Impact Wrestling, and I use that term very loosely now, he knows
Impact
what it takes.
Impact
fucking, yeah. You know what?
Impact talking.
Oh, I thought you said fucking, which is just as good.
Alright, no, keep going.
Yeah, so it's just like, if he's asking for the release, that means things are going really bad in TNA.
Well, I think a lot of people are jumping ship too. It's not just Mick Foley who just left recently, but also Tommy Dreamer just announced he's leaving too, the company.
Yeah, he's letting his contract expire.
Yeah, so it's like he's not going to be returning after. I think he's like. He's done. He's all but done now. He said he's going to do a couple of house shows, and that's it.
Yeah. And here's another... there was another report regarding TNA, which is on June 9th. And you can... After reading this, I can tell that... Yeah, no, you would be frustrated, too. This is a frustration within TNA over current writing and WrestleView.com. And, yeah, TLDR, there's a lot of creative... issue involving Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff contingents. There's a lot of complaints. Yeah, there's a lot of complaints about writing of Vince Russo. And let me just keep going. After this, you're gonna laugh harder. Okay, you might even just fall off your chair, roll yourself out the window, and then you're still laughing all the way down to the border of Tijuana. All right. One interesting thing to note is that Jeff Jarrett, of all people, in the past he defended Russo. Is frustrated with his writing as well. Start laughing.
I'm already done laughing. I just laughed silently. Just like you knew hiring would do this. Now you're like now. How long did it take him? Like 5 years for him to this all to happen? For all this just to come ahead?
I know. It's just like at the latest last year. They should have been frustrated last year at the latest. And now they're frustrated because, oh, we rebranded into wrestling, and I guess wrestling should matter now, huh? No, fuck you guys! Wrestling should have mattered from the day zero. And...
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's just... But you know what? Yeah, you can tell why Foley left, and you can tell why that from this point on to the next, oh, let's say good 30 minutes, a lot of angers will be had about the TNA Impact Wrestling.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let me continue on with all this. So, yeah, Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan come out, they yammer about something or another. Maybe because they're yammering about the fact that it's like, oh, you know, Nick Foley's gone, this and that, blah, blah, blah. We have control over the network, this and that, blah, 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 blah. And all comes out Sting, which is like, you're in the wrong feud, dude. And feud, and Sting comes out and he tells him, I want to see the real Hulk Hogan come out here. I don't want to see this fake man. I want to see the real Hulk Hogan. Which I'm like thinking, what? Yeah, it's so, this is the whole, like, I'm not kidding. This is everything that happened. I'm like, dude, like, the thing is, this is the thing I'm wondering myself. It's like, you're not in this feud. Okay, whatever.
You know what I think? I think what happened is that the Sting was putting on makeup and he accidentally got some makeup on his eyes and he comes out thinking that the Hulk Hogan is Mr. Anderson.
Speaking of Mr. Anderson, he comes out too.
Oh, well, damn.
He comes out, he's like, he's still in his, like, mind game mode, but it's like, oh, God. It's like, okay, I'll get to it later when we get to the main event, but just still. So they yammer around, they keep at it. This and that, blah, blah, blah. And I think they have a match, they say bullshit, you know, it's old men just screaming at each other for, like, I guess, like, 10 minutes, and speaking of screaming for 10 minutes, Mickie James and Tara walk out together, while Winter and Angelina walk out on the side, and they're about to face each other, and I'm like, oh. So, we have our very first match right off the bat. It's Winter and Robo Angelina Love versus Mickie James and Tara, and Robo Angelina Love gets the win.
Okay, keep going.
Because
you know what? The whole Winter Angelina Love thing is already stupid. We said it like thousand
times.
I know.
I'm just trying to reread how this all ended up, and it's just like, oh, it ended up with shenanigans.
Yeah. What else is new?
That's all I gotta say.
Look,
so Money's backstage.
Okay, remember last time, that exhibition match between Kazarian and Eric Young or something?
Eric Young. Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick, thank you. The one that went to draw and then, like, extra 5 minutes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah, and that...
That pissed me off.
Yeah, that pissed me off, too. Like, that ended in shenanigans, too. So, TNA just doesn't fucking care at this point, you know? Like, shenanigans gonna happen. Like, I bet you, like, 3 out of 4 times, the match is gonna end with shenanigans because they don't fucking know how to end the match.
Well, it's not shenanigans, it's just like Robo Angelina Love was doing Robo Angelina Love moves, so it's like, oh. That's how I interpret it. It's like, oh.
Oh, I thought you meant the Winter interfered or Madison Rain interfered or something.
Well,
you said shenanigans, so.
No, I don't know. I gotta be careful how I use my words next time. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's use Robo move, you know, it's just.
Robo stiff moves. She's trying to be Kane from 1998 here, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Little Angelina Love is trying to do power moves. She thinks she's Awesome Kong.
Or she's like a 1960s TV giant, 1980s TV giant Robo.
She could be. She might be.
It was 1980, so, right? By the way, it was 1980.
No,
right, that 1960.
Giant Robo? That was like 1970 something.
1970, the TV show?
Yeah, the TV show.
Oh, 1970. Okay, stand corrected. 1970 Giant Robot TV show. That was stiff.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So it ends up with Beer Money and Eric Schiller on stage. He's just Robert Roode is kissing his ass, and then, you know, they're just prepping for a match tonight. So they go to commercial. Hernandez is talking to his group. Yada yada yada. And then let's see. There's a bar. This is some weird bullshit right here. So okay. It appears that, like, there was a bar fight between Samoa Joe and Crimson at a bar, and I believe that they were fighting at a bar. Like, it was believable up until they showed the TV screen and they were showing Impact Wrestling. And, like, who in their right minds would put on Impact Wrestling at a bar? So that tipped me off. That that took me off that, like, yeah, that they didn't really plan this out more correctly.
Like, I'm sure there was an NBA Finals going on that day. I don't know, but anything... Yeah. I've been to several bars before, believe me, and none of them puts up TNA Impact Wrestling, ever.
Yeah, because, like, watch, even, like, those bars, even the sports bars that, like, show, like, every fucking thing, like, on every television they got, like, one of those, like multi-views things, they would never put on, like, they would never put on, they would put on at least Raw or SmackDown, but never TNA.
Yeah, they'd rather put golf on than, you know, TNA Impact.
Exactly. So, okay, so after that, Karen and Jeff Jarrett come out, Skip. Commercial. Let's see. The British Invasion is at the announcing desk, about to announce this next match. So it's James Storm versus Alex Shelley versus Hernandez and Anarchia.
Your people, man. Your people.
My people. Jesus Christ. I think the only my people here is Hernandez. I think legitimately. So it looks like let me see. It looks like they just won clean. It looks like Mexican America won clean, and that it's like okay. Again. So let's see. Gunnar comes up to Mr. Anderson in the locker room. He tells him that you know he's stepping on his coattails. So it's like, it looks like they're gonna have a match tonight. So they had a match. That's what it looks like I was setting up. Kurt Angle's backstage. Well, you'll meet Jarrett. Commercial. Okay, so Hulk Hogan's in his office. You know, Mexican America comes out. They want the tag titles. Hulk Hogan's like, no, brother, no. And then they storm out. And yeah. And then they are on the air video package between Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett. Skip. Jeff Jarrett comes... Oh, my God.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. And you know what the worst part is about all this feud? They say, is it going to be the last time we're going to fight? I am damn sure in, like, 5 months, they're going to fight again. I just fucking know it. Mark my words on... My way was on June 12th, 2011, at 2:16 p.m., Ramsey Rivera said in 6 months' time, Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle will be at it again.
They'll find a reason. That's the worst part. They'll find a reason.
No, and the worst part is, it's like I think I told you this before, it's like, I could have swore this whole thing was... they've been feuding for like 2 years now. I swear to God. Okay, so apparently they just ran to each other. So it's like Impact talking. And then ODB's backstage. You know, she's trying to look for Velvet Sky. So it looks like they want to. Looks like they're gonna have even more uninterested fighting in the backstage.
Again and again.
So they go to commercial again. Commercial. Kazarian is backstage with Brian Kendrick. Brian Kendrick is why he if he should build a weapon like Janice. And so it looks like Kazarian and Kendrick going to go up against Abyss. Bully Ray's in the ring. He's saying insults like, my penis is bigger than your penis. And
again.
AJ Styles. And then AJ Styles comes out again. He's like, my penis is bigger than your penis. And then I'm pretty sure at the pay-per-view they're just going to have a wang off. They're just going to give their wangs like lightsabers.
You mean shorts.
For certain. Yeah, they're using their shorts.
Yeah.
This makes, you know, oh my God, when I saw this promo, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago? When I had that promo, I was like, my penis is bigger than your penis. Was that 2 weeks ago, or was it like 3 weeks ago when I had that promo?
2 weeks ago, they had confrontation first.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
And it sounds like they're having another confrontation with a penis.
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's like, oh my God, it's like, what are we in? Impact Wrestling? Is this Impact Talking Wrestling, or is this Impact 12th, 7th grade? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen.
7th grade? You're giving him way too much credit. This sounds more like 5th grade.
Yeah, no, fifth grader's still trying to experiment. Like, I remember seventh grader was this thing with penis. That's how it sounded. Oh my god.
Like, anyways, oh, dick.
Okay, so, the match is Bully Ray versus Rob Van Dam and Rob Van Dam.
Rob Dam Fam, yeah.
Rob Dam.
RDV, there, RVD. Oh, god damn it. Now you got me all confused.
Rob Van Dam.
Motherfucker.
So he won clean. He won by a via of shock slash, and yeah. Those guys are backstage and talking shit about ODB, and then yeah, they're about to do something, and yeah. So they go to a commercial. Kazarian's backstage. There looks like they want to attack Abyss or something like that. Yeah, he's talking about Zunsu, and he's like saying that the X Division belt's like the Extreme Division belt. I'm like, what? Did he just change the name of the belt? And he says, you know, he's become a more peaceful man, this and that, thanks to Zunsu. So he says goodbye to Janice and leaves. And I'm like, what the hell is all this about? So they break down the pay-per-view, which I'm pretty sure like one or two people might buy, hopefully. Or I hope those one or two people will get what their money's worth at this point. Let's see, Velvet and ODB are talking. I don't know what they'll happen, but it's like it's ODB versus Velvet Sky. They start fighting, and ODB.
Again,
wins.
Again, you mentioned that you know, we had this feud like a year ago or something.
Yeah, but no, with ODB versus Velvet Sky, it's like at least there was like a cool off period where it's like it didn't seem like they were fighting for about eternity. with Jared and Kurt Angle, it's always been like for the last. I don't know, it's always been like for the last six, was it five or six pay-per-views have they really fought?
And yeah, this one, yeah, it's been like half a year, yeah. Almost like half a year.
It's like, I'm one of those type of people that turns away for a few months and doesn't pay attention to like a few things. Like, okay, like, for a while I didn't watch like SmackDown for a while, and I turned back like, what the hell is happening on SmackDown?
I know.
It's like, I don't, and then I stopped watching Raw for, I was like, what the fuck is happening on Raw? And I remember, I think Jared and Angle were fighting exactly the same time I started not paying attention to TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back again, I'm like, why are these two still fighting after I turned my back for a little bit? And then it's like, I think that was like about a year and a half ago. Well, yeah. It was like 2 years ago, and I, oh my god. I'm having aneurysm now. I feel a lump in my head.
It's just. Okay, look, we talked about that. We bitched about that feud for like long time. I think most, if not all, our wrestling podcast so far has been about Jared Angle feud and how it's pissing us off. So, you know, there's nothing
The thing is, it pisses you off for the reason of the fact it's like, you know, why you're putting some of these people in these positions, and I agree.
Yeah,
it's
but
pissing me off.
But, oh, okay, go on.
No, so it's pissing me off because it's like. You guys have been fighting for a really long time. You guys should be going on to other feuds. Especially you, Angle. I know you do something with your broken freaking neck! But it's like, I had to do it. You know, it has to be like a little copyright symbol right there whenever he says that. But it's like, I know you got talent, and I know you're crazy enough to take on bigger challenges. It's like, god damn, just go on to another feud for god's sakes.
Yeah, but where's he gonna go after this? Like, really, like, you know, him versus Sting? Like, one of them's gonna have to turn heel or something, you know?
I wouldn't mind Kurt Angle going heel at this point. I would not mind.
Oh, you know what? He's been a good heel before, so I don't mind as much.
Exactly, so it's not like...
No, but the question is, will TNA be ballsy enough to do that, you know?
It's TNA. They change everyone like a drop of a fly.
Ah, that's true.
Alright, so, let's see. They fight, Velvet Sky wins, she escapes, she literally runs away into the crowd, and, yeah. So Eric Young is backstage with Sting, he tells him that he wants to fight with Sting tonight, and, yeah. So it looks like, D-Von is with the Pope now, and they're doing stuff together, so,
yay.
At least they're doing something with the Pope.
Pope, you know what, I haven't heard from Pope in a while, like, he was getting buried.
Oh my god, it's like, I completely forgot that the Pope was even there also for, I thought he left.
If only.
I thought, the thing is, I like Elijah Brooke, I really do. Yeah. I really did like him. Like, when he was in ECW, I really liked him.
He was a good wrestler. I think his problem was that, as Elijah Brooke, he didn't have a catchy gimmick. I mean, you know how it is with WWE and a gimmick, you know? And
yeah, if you don't have
You don't have one, you know, future endeavor. But at TNA, like, he has this, like, you know, cocky gimmick. And, you know, he's been around just that, like, for the latest part, he hasn't been used as much. I don't know why, you know? What are they... concerned/afraid of or something, or are they just thinking, like, you know, let's just shelf him for a while, you know, till we can think of something? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just like he just got caught up with a convoluted mess of like the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
That whole convoluted mess with like them going on Mondays, that's where all the problems really started coming ahead last year.
Them going into head-to-head with Raw and failing miserably?
Yeah, it's like watching, you know, that's a whole different show for a whole different time.
You mean like Mike... It's like Pee Wee Herman going against Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's just not as amusing. Yeah. So the main event of this night was Gunnar and Mr. Anderson versus Sting and Eric Young. I'm thinking to myself, Gunnar, really?
Yeah, that's a bad sign already. Whenever you put Gunnar in the main event, you're out of it.
Yeah. So, let's see.
So what happened? So,
Gunnar and Mr. Anderson get the win. I was like, oh. I thought he lost, and I was like, oh, okay. No. And I'm not as mad as I was. Let's see here. Sting's pissed off that he lost. You know, Eric Young is trying to suck his cock, and then they go to the black and white stuff at the end of the show where they're like, I want to fight this guy. No, I want to fight this guy. I want to fight that guy. I want to fight this guy.
Herp de derp.
And yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Considerably, we did not rage as much as we probably should have over this review.
I don't know. Maybe because I'm just general. I'm only skimming through all like the major things. It's like I just want to get through the wrestling itself, which was not that much, as you can obviously tell. And like I didn't really want to go through a lot of it because it was just like this again. I'm not gonna really bother with this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what really gets me more is that Eric Bischoff's attitude towards it too. You read about Eric Bischoff talking about how TNA is not, you know, TNA is still doing good, right?
In his own little mind, yes.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, Eric Bischoff, you know, was recently talking about how, you know, the people, he just like lashed out at the internet wrestling fans, you know, pretty much saying you guys are minorities, you know. More or less. And then in a recent interview with Monday Night Mayhem. And then he talked about how, you know, TNA is a number one in Spike, in the demographic and the time period. And despite the fact that he went up against NBA Finals. And according to him, you know, TNA also outperformed UFC in Spike TV, and I'm thinking like, okay, Eric.
What universe?
Probably the same universe as where Superman is a bad guy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Earth something or another.
It's like Crisis Earth all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, here's the thing. Not many people watch Spike to begin with. Spike has become sort of like, you know, I'm fucking bored. I'm drunk as hell. What do I want to watch?
Mancers.
Yeah, Mancers. Oh my god. You know what the sad part is?
How much weight can your penis lift? How much weight can your penis lift? The answer? Anyways, keep going.
Anyways, no, because I was thinking back to the you know, what is the most lethal move in the martial arts? And I think they showed off the Dim Mak or something. Like, and no, the sad part is Mancer is actually more entertaining than TNA Impact. It's actually more resourceful too. It's like, you know, what's the best way to dodge you know, drug detection from the dog? And you know, turns out the answer being it's like hamburger.
Oh lord.
Yeah, and
we should be
I know, it's just like
count out the Mancer's podcast. Keep going.
Oh, that would be awesome. But I would, that means I would actually have to rewatch all the Mancers. I only know like several things that they showed. But yeah, you know what? At this point, probably Mancers is more entertaining than, you know, TNA Impact Wrestling.
I tend to just watch. I tend to watch just Game Trailers TV because they're like, we got an exclusive. You get to see this trailer first before anybody else. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, cool. It's just like, and that's the thing. It's like Spike doesn't have a lot of viewing to begin with. They're sort of like, you know, whoever. Go on.
I was gonna say they might have even a lot less. So you might want to finish your thought before I go into what I'm about to say. What another bit of news that just popped up recently?
Okay. Okay. So pretty much, TLDR, if you're bragging about how you're number one in Spike, you're kind of like, okay, that's like bragging that you won the, you know, best of all in the some backwater, like, oh my god, I can't even, like, there's really no way to put a good description on it. Like,
it's like it's like winning the Special Olympics and you're not special.
No, well, more or less. I wouldn't say, like, you're the best employee in the... You're saying you're, like, bragging about being number one in the Spike is, like, bragging that you're employee of the month in Taco Bell, South of Montana. There we go.
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, you're the best... You're like, employee of the month at a septic tank company.
Okay, there we go.
A septic tank cleaning company.
Okay, there we go. Oh, but go on.
Okay, so apparently they might be... apparently Spike might be a little bit more careful with what Eric Bischoff might be saying for the next couple of months, because it seems that the last draw of Spike TV, which is... UFC... is interested in buying off G4.
Ooh.
So if that's the case, TNA Impact might be like the most valuable show left on Spike TV, and they might have to they might put their hands a little bit more deeper into the programming itself. So I don't like this. If this does go through, you might expect some changes.
Yeah, TLDR, Eric Bischoff should just shut the fuck up.
He should. I think he should be trying to fix a lot of things at this point. But you know what? Just before I can finish any sentence with the words Eric Bischoff, I realized, oh, it's Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Is that like he's just so lost in itself. You know, like I said, you know, dude, you are not that great. Your show is not that great. But you can say all you want, you know, that you know, we don't in the wrestling community, it doesn't matter. We're just doing constant 1-point-something rating, which is, you know, apparently really good for Spike. Not saying much. It's just, you can talk all you want about how great you are, but the fact of the matter is your core program is not up to par in terms of quality.
Mm-mm. Oh. And if you keep on, and the worst part, it's the quantity that keeps on getting. If the quality keeps on getting worse and worse, then people are going to start going to your own competition.
Yeah, believe me, that's like, you know, Hitalia's Masquerade Skit winning the Best of the Show in some backwater county anime festival.
At the Septic Tank Anime Festival.
Sponsored by Septic Company.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No offense to Italia fans. Don't call
yeah, no offense, you know. So, no offense, and believe me, there are a lot of good Italia fans out there. Just not many of them.
Yeah.
Not many of them.
Anyways, keep on going before they come after us.
Yeah. we're gonna see like a couple of Italia fans at our panel, right? After this.
Oh Lord.
they're gonna have like our panel with them.
I'll just push y'all out of the way first and be like, bye.
You do realize I can run faster than you, right?
And you do know I can trip you over fat quicker than anybody else, right?
Oh, son of a bitch! I forgot about that.
I can always pull up my leg just as I'm slowing down. Anyways.
It's pasta time! No, Daddy, no!
Count out, weekly Italia talk.
Hi, I'm Korea, and that's Mexico.
Oh, Lord.
I could be part-time British, too, but go on. But, yeah, it's just, like, yeah, bottom line, Eric Bischoff just needs to shut the hell up.
He does.
Yeah.
He does, and it's worse that he's alienating the same kind of fans he should be listening. Well, not listening to. He's free to say whatever he wants, but he should be, like, at least be...
Careful.
Because the thing is, he said something to the extent of like the internet community only makes up like 10%, like only makes up like 1% of like the viewing audience, and I'm like thinking to myself, I think those numbers are very inflated in my opinion.
Way off.
Because I want to say at least like 40-50% of or people like us are very vocal.
So yeah, way to
way
to piss fans off, asshole.
But like again, I don't have any numbers on my can't.
I don't think there are any numbers out there like specifically just because it's just such a huge community at this point.
Yeah, but the thing is, she should not be underestimating like the kind. She shouldn't be underestimating these types of things. First and foremost.
Yeah.
Secondly, he shouldn't be even saying this kind of crap. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, moral of the story, don't open your mouth, Eric Bischoff.
So, but then again, he's done it so many times before during the WCW era, and look what happened. Yes.
Anyways, you wanna go on to the next topic, or do you wanna go to
the other topic? Yeah, let's see, what's the next topic?
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. All right, so we could talk about this one. All Wheel Wrestling. Yeah, that sounds. Hold on. Let me repeat that. All Wheels Wrestling. One more time.
You ever played WWE Crunch Time?
No, I haven't. I look stupid.
I'm thinking that where they just go, like they're just like they put wrestlers in like cars and they're just going at each other like a demolition derby.
You know what? I would actually watch that.
Oh my god. Anyways, keep going.
Anyways, you know... Okay, All Wheels Wrestling. God, I sound crazy just saying it. And apparently, TNA is... TNA might be involved in this All Wheel Wrestling as well. And, you know, it kind of makes sense considering All Wheel Wrestling will be in Florida just as much.
Well, not only that, they're filming it at the... they're filming it at the Impact Zone. I don't know if they call it... Yeah, Impact Zone.
Yeah.
Impact Zone Wrestling. So it's like there pretty much is a joint venture between both of them, but The thing is, it's so vague in terms of like what they, the way they're describing it. It's like I just don't know what to really think about what I'm looking at right now.
I mean, just the title alone, I don't know what to think. Like, are you a racing company or are you a wrestling company?
I'm just thinking to myself, is it like, you know, it's like I'm pretty sure they're wrestling. I'm thinking like, you know, like the main event guys are going to come on in these really nice cars and stuff like that. And then like the mid card, you know, flippy flop guys, they come out like in like Pintos and like Gremlins. Oh,
you know what? Eric Young, he's going to come out in Pinto.
I imagine him coming out in like whatever the hell Mr. Bean came out in. Whatever the hell Mr. Bean rides around in.
You know what? I was thinking like wrestlers. Okay, there's a racing track, right? You know, like a Tallahassee, and then wrestlers come out like with the numbers and then sponsor logos on their body, and then just start running for the next 5 laps, and who, you know. And they can, it's like kind of like roller derby, except on a feet, and, you know.
No, here's how I imagine it. It's like, you have to do a lap, like, you do a regular lap on a car, and you get out, and you have to do, like a 5-minute match, and then you do another lap, and then you have to do a 5-minute match, and then another lap, and then another, I don't know. It's just like, I'm thinking, just like, it could be anything at this point. We don't know anything right now. Apparently, they start filming at the end of this month, so when that happens, we'll know something.
Yeah. I just get the bad feeling about this, that is all.
All we know is that Jeff Jarrett and NASCAR driver Hermie Sattler are said to be doing have their hands onto this project, so.
Oh, goody. Don West in there too, cuz he seems to be in wherever the NASCAR is.
He's wherever Home Shopping Network needs to be.
It's just like oh man, Don West! Like I see him, I saw him. I saw his commercial in the TNA Impact. And I'm just like, what the hell are you still doing on TNA Impact?
That's the same thing I said to myself too. It's like he's still hired. I thought they fired him, or I thought he was still doing stuff at. I thought he was always still doing stuff for Shop at Home Network.
It's just like. They're making him screaming to be this, like, screaming. Yeah, they're making, yeah, the thing is, they're making him out to be this some kind of, like, entrepreneur. I'm just like,
entrepreneur, the same guy who screamed at the television for this one-of-a-kind rookie Michael Jordan card. I'm pretty sure I still got one lying around my house somewhere.
Ooh.
You know, I should be saying that out loud anymore.
No.
It's going to give people bad ideas. This is going to be cut out of the pot. This is going to be cut out, obviously.
Or at least censor Michael Jordan's name, you know? Jar Jar Binks. There, see? Now no one will come after your card. You're like, who the fuck would want a Jar Jar Binks card?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, we got that out of the way, and let's get to the good part.
Whew. Raw, or you want to SmackDown?
Yeah, start with SmackDown.
Alright, SmackDown it is.
Yeah.
So, Christian comes out to Cole, and he's like, you know, he explains why he went heel the week before, which was very awesome.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, he abandoned it, he went full on heel, because like, apparently he said, you know, he abandoned all of his fans and that. I'm like, not a good idea, but I'm behind this.
Okay, look, here's the thing. Okay, I'm all for Christian turning heel, but again, my issue with all of this is just timing and who he's going against. Now, he's been turned heel, and he got the most pop when he won the championship, and that was just about, I want to say, almost a month ago. And now he's turning heel when the support is the highest he can get? That is just bad timing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why it's like, I think how he should have handled it was like, he should have been like, not Shades of Grey. I'm sounding like Jay Russo. I'm sorry, Vince Russo here. But, what I was about to say was like, he should, like, instead of going full on heel, what he should have just been was just, like, you know, still been a little bit more ambiguous as to his position, as well as to everything.
Build up, and then right?
Build it up a little bit more, and maybe after Capital Punishment, or maybe during Capital Punishment, he just starts going at him in a more heelish manner, and then, yeah, if he loses, then he goes on full-on heel.
Because what happens is that, like, it's like building up a Jenga tower to the highest you can get, and then suddenly just yank the bottom, and boom, everything just falls apart.
Yeah. The thing is also, it's like, at the same time, I don't mind it because it's Christian. I have confidence that Christian can actually do it as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been healed before, you know, so I'm not worried about that. Like, again, it's about timing and who he is up against, and that is Randy Orton. And I still don't think Randy Orton can be that, you know, face figure, like the main face figure for SmackDown.
Yeah.
I still have doubts about that, you know?
Not only that, it's just like, also, you are right. They are dwindling in numbers in terms of faces, so.
Mm-hmm. Like, if anything, Randy Orton should have been a heel, you know? He made a methodical heel before, so I don't know why they wouldn't make him a heel. I mean, if it's about the movie That's What I Am, then, you know, I don't think it really would have mattered, you know?
Well, he's been a face for a long time. He's been, I think, a face for, I think, about a year. So it's like, I think doing the switch would be beneficial right about now.
Right about now, but they didn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, really, like, this, I think Christian and Randy Orton just should have just switched places, but they didn't. It's just, a lot of this just was just like, I'm just having a lot of questions about this move, seriously.
Yeah, so we may have to, yeah, I don't know. It's like right now, it's like we just have to wait and see what happens.
I guess, you know.
So it's like, but pay-per-view is next week, right?
Huh?
Pay-per-view is next week, right?
I believe so, yeah. Capital Punishment, yeah.
Okay, so we'll know at least in the go-home show how this all is going to end up by then. So, because like, usually when there's a heel turn like this sudden, usually I like sitting, like, I usually want to wait about a week and see what happens, because usually sometimes it actually might end up being better than I thought, like, with, well, when we get to Raw with R-Truth, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm, but go on, keep going.
Alright, so the opening match was the core versus Ezekiel Jackson and Jimmy and Jey Uso, which is, like, that is the weirdest, oddest pairing, and I could have swore that.
Yeah, weren't those guys having feud?
Not just that. I thought Jimmy and Jey were heels.
Were they?
I believe so.
I don't even fucking remember anymore.
All right. So, Gabriel put him in a tit. What the hell am I reading here?
What are you reading?
I don't know what the hell I'm reading. It's all gibberish okay. to me.
All right, let me go through it, okay? All right, so basically, winner by submission, Jackson and... Okay. Here we go. You messed up, okay? It's a core versus Ezekiel Jackson and the Usos. It's a three-man tag.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is that what you said? Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
Now you give me time to regain my composure. Yeah, Ezekiel Jackson put Justin Gabriel in the torture rack. I was like wondering.
Okay.
I read it as Gabriel put Ezekiel Jackson. I'm like, does that make any bloody sense?
Wake up!
I was just like, I'm just imagining that.
Wow.
Justin Gabriel put.
You know what? Hey, this is happening all over again. You're. The TNA Impact review has just driven you insane again.
It has. It's the madness. This is why we should only do TNA at the end. That's why we can let go of the madness after that.
Yeah, my bad. Should have done that earlier. But whatever. You know what? Let's just still keep going with it, okay? For the time being. You know? If it drives us crazy, fine. You know? At least it'll be funny.
It'll be good radio.
Yeah, it'd be funny to some people, you know? You know, like, yeah. Watch this right now. Watch this right now. Hold on. There.
I gotta chuckle out of that. Anyway, so, Sheamus came looking for Teddy Long, and he demanded a match with Christian. He booked him in a match instead with no DQ with Randy Orton for the night. So,
okay.
Take that as you will.
All right.
Is that also the part with where he was like Sheamus went to the back and he found the Teddy Long bidding on horses, or was that later on in the night?
I think it's later on in the night, but keep going.
All right. So Trent Beretta fights against Jinder Mahal, and take one wild guess who won this match?
Jinder Mahal.
Exactly.
No, I heard, you know what? I heard he wasn't that impressive. Which, you know.
No, he wasn't. Most of the time, I think they were just trying to set up for Khali for most of it, anyway. So, But and yeah, it's guy, just like.
And you know what? This guy needs a new finisher, like full Nelson Slam. Really?
And he's not that. He's not a big guy either. He's actually kind of average. So it's like that using that kind of move with his kind of frame is like it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So Tamina versus AJ. And okay. It looks like, Shenanigans is insured, and
AJ wins by roll-up.
Yeah, AJ wins, finally gets a win out of all this, so that should, but I don't know, people are for AJ. I'm like, I'm kind of indifferent altogether. I gotta see how, I mean, like people like her, it's like, oh, she's like awesome, like, she really is, like, you know, a geek, and so I'm like, oh. I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So Randy Orton and Christian have a confrontation, and they're having a big setup for their match at Capital Punishment. So, yeah. After that, it was Sin Cara versus Ted DiBiase. So, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think Sin Cara's looking pretty good.
Yeah, now they put him on tape TV, he's looking a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah, but again, this whole Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase, this has to go somewhere, seriously. Like, is this going to go anywhere? Are they going to feud with Sin Cara now because he's wearing a mask?
I don't know, but it's like the next match afterwards, look this should have been the blow-off match, in my opinion, at a pay-per-view.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, because apparently Rhodes interfered trying to pull off Sin Cara's mask, and then Daniel Bryan makes the save, and I think Tay Long came out, he's like, holla, 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 we're going to make it to a tag team match, because you're going to go one-on-one against the Undertaker! I do really bad.
You made up that last part, didn't you?
No, that's what he always says, like, always when, like, Undertaker would be on the shows, he's like... Hey player, you want to go one on one get the champ? Well, you ain't gotta go with the champ because you're gonna go one on one with the Undertaker.
All right. So, anyway, that tag team, Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan wins due to Lavelle Lock.
And like I said, this should have been the blow off match at the pay per view, or they should have at least let this because like I wanted to talk about this last week when we had a show, and I was watching it last week. And I really enjoyed this feud with Sin Cara, Daniel Bryan, Cody Rhodes, and Ted DiBiase. They should at least building up. This is back to the Jenga, the world's tallest Jenga thing. It's already like it's already into the heavens. And you know, one guy like they should have at least waited at least a little bit more to build it up. Because it was looking really good. It was a really good match.
You know
really
what? You know what I'm hoping? Eventually, like sooner or later, Sin Cara versus Ted DiBiase and Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mixed that up. Sorry. Sin Cara versus Cody Rhodes and Daniel Bryan versus Ted DiBiase. Now, I'm saying that because if what we saw at between Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio is an indication, it's going to turn out to be pretty good. And Ted DiBiase can show off a lot more working with Daniel Bryan, because let's face it, Bryan can bring out the best out of anyone.
Exactly. And that's why it's like one of those things where it's like this is that's why that tag match should have been the blow off.
I mean, let's just see where it goes. Maybe, you know, they will separate them, have Sin Cara go against Cody Rhodes by themselves, you know? You know, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, so like I said, like who knows what's gonna happen? But right now, that's I think like the best feud going around. I think in wrestling right now, in my opinion.
Well, wouldn't go. Well, but it's a safe bet, at least. You know, you won't feel bad about it.
What would you rather pick? Would you rather pick R-Truth versus the fans?
Yeah, because we'll get to that later, what happened, you know, because that right. What happened at Raw was just downright hilarious.
Okay, so the main event of the evening was Randy Orton versus Sheamus. Mm-hmm. And it was looking like a pretty solid match, and then Christian interfered into the match. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, appears that, he attacked once, and then Orton tried to get out of it, and then he attacked again, and then Sheamus got the pin from there. So, there's SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you think of SmackDown as a whole?
Okay, barring my complaints about Christian turning heel, it's pretty good. I mean, they focused on where they should have focused. First of all, mostly Christian and Randy Orton feud with, Sheamus going in and out. I mean, they hit the right notes. It's just, you know, it's not perfect, obviously. But, you know, it's good enough for the match, building up to Capital Punishment, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like I said, I still say, like, last week's show was phenomenal. I thought last week's show was, I think, one of the best wrestling I saw, like, that week. Mm-hmm. Also, Raw, but you missed that as well. But one of the things I really, is that SmackDown is really, like after the draft, it's really been, like, one of the best wrestling I've seen in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely the best wrestling, yeah. You know, wrestling.
Like, they focus less on talking.
Mm-hmm.
As you can obviously tell, there's only like one or two segments that where people were talking. And most of the time with those segments, it was like it was only the main event, like people who had like a main event at like the pay per view or something. Like mm-hmm. that. And there were good people in that feud, really good yeah. people.
Again, I think you know what? Again, the whole wrestling thing, focus on the wrestling, it benefited Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan a lot. We see them more often, and they're actually building up the feud, so yay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, good one, and let's move on to the more good one, Monday Night Raw on June 6th.
Mm-hmm. We should note that before this, Tough Enough had their season finale as well. Mm-hmm. Before the show, and it led on to it spilled over to Raw itself, so yeah, I didn't see Tough Enough, so
okay, but Andy won. Andy, what's his last name again?
I don't know, but he came out in Thor.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was like one of the guys that he met like in the bar when he was on Earth, so.
Oh, okay.
Did you see Thor already?
Still have to. I know, before you say anything, look, timing and stuff, okay, and I got
that's all good.
Yeah, I got backlog of movies I need to see, okay? So one step at a time.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see it eventually, don't worry about it, you know?
No, that's fine. So
okay. Alright. So after that, the hilarious part, of course, R-Truth comes out, you know, the Truth Shell, set you free, and he comes out wearing a Civil War outfit.
Not just any Civil War outfit, he's wearing the Confederacy uniform. Let that sink in for, let that sink in for a moment. He's wearing a great uniform, and he's a black man.
Yeah.
In the South.
Mm-hmm.
Well, waving Dixie. So he's waving. If you don't know what I mean, look at the top of the General Lee and you'll know what I'm talking about. That
Confederate flag, yeah.
Flag. Oh my god. Like, it's like, you know, I didn't know what to make of that. I saw that, I'm like, is he trying to offend me? Or is he trying to make fun of him? Whatever the hell he's doing an awesome job.
Well, considering that Raw was in Richmond, Virginia at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was capital of the Confederacy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Not to mention the song they were when he was coming out, the song playing When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Remember, you see what he did there.
Yeah, I saw what he did there, all right.
Yeah, it's just like, and then he goes like, you know, oh, he's sorry for Big Jimmy, Little Jimmy, and even the sword he wasted.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, and then he goes to talk about this is where the Confederate State of America was founded by redneck idiots. Yeah, I actually, okay, look, not to offend anyone in Virginia, and I think it's a great state. Just I actually sort of laughed a little, chuckled a little bit.
I think that was the idea. Like, you know, secretly they're supposed to be like,
yeah, yeah. And
besides, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations of making a joke at the expense of the Civil War, it's pretty much passed since I think it's been I want to say 200 years since we had to deal with the Civil War here in the United States.
All right, so
I don't know. I'm bad with dates.
All right, so anyways, Vince talks, and then, you know, but after that, Miz blames Alex Riley for him looking like crap.
Yeah, he comes out and he's like...
Yeah, while R-Truth and Vince is still in the ring.
Things happening, and then I'm pretty sure you want to say next to Raw Anonymous, General Manager ringed in saying he wants to make a match with them tonight. Did he?
Alex Riley and John Cena versus R-Truth and The Miz. There you go. And the special guest referee will be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
As much as I like Raw, especially with the awesomeness of R-Truth. It's just like, it's so generic, these openings.
Yeah.
Guy A comes out, he complains. Guy B comes out, he complains. Guy C comes out, he complains. Guy D comes out, he complains. May I have your attention, please? I have your email from the anonymous general, anonymous manager.
Blah, blah, blah.
He says,
and I quote,
"You all will be fighting tonight. In the main event." And then, yeah, it cuts to, "We're going out tonight!" There, I just saved you a thing like, what? 30 minutes of a show right there. Letter by letter, it comes out. That's how these Raws have been starting. Not kidding you. It had to be said. I know a lot of people have been talking about that. It's just like, wow, it's so generic. You can play bingo with that generic intro.
Or drinking game, and by the time you're done with 30 minutes, yeah, that's it, you're drunk, game over, get out.
Oh, it's funny, I was talking to our friend Rihanna, and she was showing this video because like this cosplay group wanted to be part of them. Wanted to go to ASIN as like special guests.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed us like a really horrible... No offense to these kids, but it's like, horrible. She was like, take a drink of like how many times they do this certain thing, and I'm like, if this was any drink, I was just drinking soda, if this was any other drink, I would be dead by now.
Probably.
Anyways,
let's move on to the first match of the night. Santino Marella.
Speaking of things that drive people to drinking.
Oh. What's the game here? What's the game here? What am I drinking to?
Let's see. You're drinking to mouthwash.
No, not what I'm drinking. What am I drinking to? If something does what, then I take a shot, you know?
I don't know. It's just like, there's a Santino and Michael McCulloch. It's like, ugh.
Oh, okay, so pretty much if Santino tries to do Cobra, take a shot. And try to do
Yeah, there you go. If Santino does the Cobra, just drink yourself blind.
And that's how he won. Hit the Gillicuddy with Cobra.
Alright, BRB, I'm gonna take out the mouthwash.
Alright. Anyways, after that, Kelly and Beth Phoenix comes up versus the Bella Twins, who I like to call fucking Megan Fox at the WWE.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one who thinks that.
Yeah. Kelly and Beth Phoenix wins. Move on. Next one.
So backstage, it was Jack Swagger, and he confronted by Booker T and Booker and Trish Stratus, and then they accept the, Swagger accepted the challenge by Booker T to have a match. So I'm like thinking, I read this on paper. I'm like, this could be good or this could be bad. I don't know.
We'll get to that later.
Again, it's like, yeah, we'll get to that later. But they had set up for a match, which is
Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk with Mason Ryan.
Ooh! We forgot to talk about something back on SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Talk now before we forget.
Core broke up.
What?
The core broke up.
Core broke up.
The core broke up.
Oh, yeah, they did. But you know what? We had to see that coming eventually. So who cares?
It's like I saw CM Punk. I'm like, oh yeah, those guys broke up. Anyways, yeah. Still going strong. The Nexus.
Yeah. Alright, so Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk. It was actually a pretty good match, by the way. Mm-hmm. And the way it ended was Incredible Hulk jumped. The Incredible Hulk jumps up the apron to block the...
Oh, you mean Batista Jr.
Oh, Hulk Jr.?
I said Batista Jr.
Batista Jr. I'm sorry. Okay, Batista Jr., Mason Ryan, jumped up the apron and tried to stop Block 619, but then Ray converted into swinging DDT and kicks Ryan off, hits a DDT on the CM Punk, and then flying headbutt off the turnbuckle, and game over. That's it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason why I made that the Mason Ryan Batista joke is that, like, I think at the last pay-per-view they started chanting him. they started chanting Batista. I'm like, oh God, he's Batista Jr. They are right. Fuck.
It's true. It's damn true.
Exactly. Yeah. So
next one, Alberto Del Rio comes out.
Well, actually before that, it was a Capital Punishment promo. But like, okay, this was actually funny. This was actually very funny
because R-Truth is involved.
No, but the way it's like, okay, if you don't know these Capital Punishment promos, it's like usually they take footage from like the from White House interviews with
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And you have some random guy that's like, what do you think of capital punishment? You think so-and-so should not be doing this or this and so-and-so? And it's always like footage of just like him out of context. I'm pretty sure they used the when they killed Osama. It's like, we captured him, and we subdued him, and we took care of business. Why am I sounding like George W. Bush? Ah. All right.
So, slap yourself. No, yeah, but go on.
Thank you. No, but this one was different because R-Truth was like... What do you think of that little conspiracy with John Cena? He had those big buggy eyes and stuff like that. It's just like... I think one of my favorite lines was like something like, a boot! What is all this about a boot?
Oh, R-Truth, never change, you crazy motherfucker.
Exactly. Anyways, now we go to Alberto Del Rio.
Okay, so Alberto Del Rio comes out, and then you know he wants to have a talk with Big Show, saying it's an accident. And then Ricardo Rodriguez comes out dressed up like a Big Show, and then all he says is like, "Do whatever Alberto Del Rio questions." And a lot of people are saying like this is not a good promo, and I would agree to a certain extent because, well, I guess I kind of expected a little more out of Del Rio, but this is still somewhat of a build-up to the Del Rio and the Big Show feud, you know, obviously.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I actually, this is how you set up a heel, ladies and gentlemen. It's like what Alberto Del Rio is doing, and the way they're doing stuff, this is like heel booking 101. I don't see the problem with it myself.
Yeah. You know, it's not perfect, but it's still basic. And sometimes that's all you need, you know. And believe me, tomorrow, you know, when we watch Raw, this will build up further, like with either Big Show himself getting involved or Kane involved somehow. You know, that was just a first step. Imagine what the second step's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they haven't, like, for the last 2 weeks, it's just been a Big Show. They haven't talked about Kane, but I'm pretty sure the reason why they don't talk about Kane is because he's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, Kane's something get involved somehow.
Somehow, but something will happen. Believe me. You know, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after that, Zack Ryder is in the ring without any entrance, so...
So you know who's going to do the job tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, to Kofi Kingston.
That was a pretty decent match.
It was a pretty good match, you know, for what it's worth, you know. And Zack Ryder looked pretty good.
Yeah. Even though he's like the internet darling, it's like, you know, maybe that's how they should just be using him. I know they should be pushing him and all, but it's like, you know, keeping him, like, not down, but keeping him, like, in the mid-card range, upper mid-card, middle card is just how he should be staying, in my opinion. Because, like, this match was pretty decent.
Yeah. So, alright, so that's good. And the next one is Booker T versus Jack Swagger. I almost said Jack Sparrow. Can you believe that?
It's Pirates of the Caribbean in your head, man.
Probably, and also the fact that, you know, it's a whole Jack thing. Who cares? All right, but anyways, Booker T versus Jack Swagger, and okay match, and at the end, Swagger just decides to count himself out. And then, Evan Bourne comes running down and lead Swagger back into the ring where Booker T does the, you know, kick and scissor kick.
Uh-huh.
Right. And they, Evan Bourne and Booker T both did Spin-a-Rooney.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that, you know, Booker T at his age can still do the Spin-a-Rooney perfectly. God bless him.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, the match wasn't so bad, actually. Granted, he had some trouble doing the high kicks, but, you know, he's getting old. So I give him a break.
But then again, it's like, more and more nowadays, I respect the man for his commentary skills. What the hell?
Sorry, yeah.
I've never seen this mysterious black man before, but I tell you what, he's gonna get himself into trouble if he don't know how to do things right. What the hell? I'm sorry. It's like, that's all he says, but it's like. And he calls stupid people popeyes. That's funny.
You know what? Hey, I need to get like a soundbite of that. And whenever I see a toy gone wrong, I should just, you know, play that soundbite. What the hell?
What the hell? It's like, you know, the last SH figure arts gets sold out after like the 6 a.m. restock. It's like, what the hell?
Alright, so after that, the main event, John Cena and Alex Riley versus The Miz and The R-Truth. And, you know, like I said, like, R-Truth still doesn't have a theme song. I mean, you know what? Like, a lot of people say that's fine, and I respect their decision. I'm still kind of scratching my head. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just head scratcher, you know? Like, it's almost weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, just me personally.
You're used to like people coming out to something.
Yeah, especially considering that Alex Riley came out with a pretty damn good song.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like that's a pretty decent song, but it's like it's Alex Riley. But
yeah, this is like
they're building him up, so it's like
yeah, but it's like at the same time still like when is R-Truth getting a goddamn song? Something, you know, like just. Come down with a little Johnny song, you know, if you have to.
I still say what he should be doing is just, like, come down to the ring and just rant. That's all he should be doing.
Maybe he should go contact Antoine Dawson and have him make the song for him, you know? Yeah, like, it's a conspiracy, y'all, in a, you know, autotune. Like... hide your belt, hide, like, hide your belt, hide your kids, hide your belt, hide your kids. So, a lot of back and forth, and winner be Stone Cold Stunner. You know, we did mention that Stone Cold Stunner, Stone Cold Steve Austin is a guest referee, so Stone Cold, Stunner Smith, and then Cena hits the Attitude Adjustment, the end, they win, but, and general manager comes out saying, like, screw you, Austin! You guys are disqualified.
Ooh.
So,
isn't this the exact same thing that happened at WrestleMania?
With JR, with a, yeah, with a King and Michael Cole. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, Lord.
But, in addition, next week's Raw, Austin will be the special guest general manager.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yes. We should mention one thing. Tomorrow night's Raw is a 3-hour Raw.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So you better be ready at like 8 o'clock. For my case, it's like 4 o'clock since I watch the East Coast feed. So it's like, I don't know. Usually those 3-hour Raws, they're kind of sketchy at times. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the second one. And the second part.
The second one.
Okay, alright. Okay, so, herp de derp. Anyways, after that, Austin just tosses a laptop out, and Michael Cole just gets punched in the face a lot. He just gets punched in the face, like, by Austin, and
Austin.
Yeah, and then he rolls Michael Cole into the ring and gets some beer and pours a whole bunch of beer into him. Onto him, awesome. I should say. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Simply awesome.
Yeah.
And then Cena followed up with a attitude adjustment.
Right after Stone Cold Stunner's Michael Cole. Good day.
Good day. So, your thoughts on Raw as a whole?
Hey, anytime Michael Cole gets his ass kicked, that's okay with me. You know? And it was still a solid Raw. R-Truth just keeps getting hilarious. I love it, man.
Yeah. But the thing is, okay, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Do you think they're going to, like, I don't know. I have this big theory. It's just like, do you think it's going to get to the point where you might be like Santino, where it's just going to get unbearable?
Maybe. I mean, in the long run, yeah, I would say so. I give this thing maybe like at most 1 month. The thing is, if the conspiracy thing doesn't work out, he's gonna start blaming other people. You know what? There are a lot of people that he can make fun of. You know, Like, I think, the problem is, like, who else can you put him up against after John Cena? That's a problem. It's just like, look, Morrison's out because, you know, he has surgery, 4 to 6 months, so he's not going to be, he's out of option. Rey Mysterio, they already had a feud, you know, Truth came out on top, you know, so that's done with. So, what's next, really? Like, I'm just trying to search in my head who he can go up against. There's nothing. Like, it's just John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's going to go after Alex Riley or something like that. That's the only logical thing left, but...
No, even then... Know. Well, okay, though, when it comes to that, I think the scenario I could come up with is that Miz asked R-Truth help. So it's going to be like Alex Riley going against two people.
Yeah, and then, I don't know.
Like I said, like, you know, just because I can't think of anyone, man. I mean, really, like, okay, let me just look through the roster and who we can go up against. I mean, what, like, because Kofi Kingston right now is in feud with Dolph Ziggler. Uh-huh, and CM Punk is going round three with Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
And that only leaves Santino and Kozlov. I think the whole thing between Truth and John Cena has to be extended. Like, really, at this point, like, who else are they gonna bring up, really?
Yeah. Oh, I should note. The second thing I wanted to note was that John Cena himself has been saying that he's working with some
neck and hip
injuries.
Yeah, neck and hip.
So I'm thinking to myself, oh wow, he's actually selling.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as that sounds, he's actually selling injuries. My God.
Well, had to sometime, but yeah, it's just like really, like who else can they put like R-Truth to get up against after Cena feud with Cena is just over and done with? Like really. Like, can they really drag the feud for, like, 6 months for just in time for, you know, John Morrison to come back? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that either happening anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
like, I guess we'll see what happens still.
Yeah, so it's like, anything can happen at this point, but I don't know, right now it's like, it's entertaining, but the thing is, like, back in my head, it's like, I know I'm going to get fed up with this eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he's going to be the guy doing the Cobra. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Oh, man, that's going to be the next feud with Santino. It's like, hey, he stole my move, y'all! I invented Cobra!
No, his feud is like, he doesn't sell the Cobra. He's actually one of the few people that doesn't sell the Cobra. Oh my God, I should be saying this shit, because it will happen, you know what? I didn't say anything. Hands on the air, I did not say anything at this point.
Oh man, well, too late now, so, thanks, Ramp, thanks a lot, thank you!
Oh Lord, well, if I'm wrong, I pray I'm wrong, but if I'm right, my God.
What have you done? Oh well.
So is that it?
Yeah, I guess that's it. You know.
Yeah, it's a pretty.
I will say one thing though. Okay, I will say this. Plastic Joint would like to congratulate Kia Stevens, aka Amazing Kong, Awesome Kong, Karma for the, you know, being pregnant, and wish her the best of luck on recovering everything.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be a great mother, and you'll once again be as awesome as you are in the ring.
Yeah, in about a year.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and on that note, I will also say that kudos to WWE for handling that matter well.
Oh my God! That's why I loved Raw. That's why I loved Raw last week. That's why I thought last week's Raw was, I think, one of the best Raws I saw. Because like,
yeah,
I was like, I was biting my fingers. I was like, oh God, this is not going to be good. And they handled it so well. I'm like,
yeah. And remember when we were all angry at when Karma almost got ganged up by all the divas in the locker room, and then she was just crying, and we were scratching our head, what the fuck just happened? And after this, you know what? It was the best way to handle it. You know, without putting too much pressure on Karma.
Yeah, I thought that like, now that everything's played out perfect, now that everything's already played out, now in the big picture, it played out very well, in my opinion. Like, that's, mm-hmm. like, your best option in order to keep this person strong and everything, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the promo, Karma cut, it was great.
It was beautiful. It was really one of the best promos I've seen anyone cut in a long time, in my opinion. Like, no, not even like women wrestlers. Like, very, like, she did a promo that even a few men can't even touch at that point.
Mm-hmm. That's
how good it was.
Oh yeah, loved it. And you know, on that note, I wish she comes back next year just stronger and, you know, just be dominant woman that she is.
Yes, I hope so too. So
yeah.
Alrighty then. So you had any indie things you want to plug in?
Nah, I don't have any right now.
Yeah, there's just it's kind of dry for this next.
Yeah.
It's been kind of dry for the last three couple of weeks, and I'm looking through like the schedules too. And it's like there's not really much happening in terms of anything. So it's like this is kind of good because if you want to just take a little break of wrestling and just enjoy the warm weather out there, go out and enjoy.
Yeah, it's a nice weather out there too.
Oh, it's so nice here in San Diego. Like, oh my god. And I had the opportunity to go out, but it's like I had to do this. But it's like, you know what? I think I'm going to just take a little stroll on the streets just for a little bit. Play my DS for a little bit.
Ooh, I might take a walk out too. I mean, after this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So, should I just give the usual spiel and then we can kind of put our ways?
Bombs away!
Alrighty then. So, you can get a hold of us in one of many different ways. You can go to www.plasticjoint.com. You can find all of our toy reviews. You can find all of our show notes. You can find all previous episodes. And you can leave us feedback there on the comments side on the right-hand side. You can go to www.twitter.com/plasticjoint. You can interact with us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Twitter. And usually, where toy news breaks on Twitter, I'm usually the first guy to put it on Twitter, so usually when news breaks out, I'm usually reposting it so you guys can be the first to know.
Follow his ass! Go on.
I don't know what to say. You lost my train of thought. Damn.
Sorry. But basically, follow his Twitter, and after the Twitter is...
It's Facebook. You can find us by searching for Plastic Joint on Facebook, and that's where all of our news gets posted first before anything else. And you can also leave us. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. You can leave us, and you can also email us also at plasticjointpodcast@gmail.com. Again, the email is plasticjointpodcast@gmail.com.
Uh-oh. All right, so... Oh, my... You know what? At this point, you know what? Maybe we should stop covering TNA Impact, just because every time we do it, you get sick.
No, I'm fine. It's just like... Okay. I'm just kind of dry throat right now.
Okay. Wow. Too much of good weather, huh?
Yeah. That's why I'm... Anyways, So is there anything else you want... Any dirty limericks you want to say? Anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, sorry for the delay. Life got the best of us.
Oh, life did get indeed the best of us. If you don't know what happened with life, you listen to our regular Plastic Cast episode and you'll know what happened. Mm-hmm. I ended up in Tijuana, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you did. That was hilarious.
That was the greatest night of my life. Alrighty then, so for me, I am Ramsey Rivera.
And I am Stan the Man, saying... I'm sorry, you were supposed to say something. There we go.
Oh, ring the damn bell.
Oh, right. Forgot to do that.
Yeah, I heard I got Coley Ray next week, but I don't believe it. See, I don't even have a match tonight, but I'm still working out because I have nothing else to do. What am I going to do? That's what I do. What am I going to do? Play the guitar? I can't play the guitar. All I do is beat people up. I question myself, what is Bully Ray's motivation? You know, I know he loves sugar, but I check my pocket. I don't have no donuts. I don't have no cheeseburger. I know you love sugar, but I ain't got none. Bully Ray, you got 1 week to come up with an imaginary set of balls to get in the ring with me. Because next week, I'm going to beat your ass. Because that's what I do.